The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Retha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's mid-November day. And, well, Retha, I'll tell you, it's holiday season is coming upon us. This is amazing. It's going by so fast. And we missed you last night. I thought you were going to torque on the carpet for us. But,
I was on my way to the event. Well, I wasn't on my way. Actually, I'd been tortured all day. But it just got worse. I went to a barbecue on Saturday night in a backyard that I know has some instincts that thinks I'm its dinner. But I hadn't been over to their house in a while, and it just didn't occur to me. So I didn't put on any bug spray or put dryer sheets in your pockets. Yeah, if you put dryer sheets in your pockets, it'll actually keep the bugs. I didn't do any of that. And I went over there.
So that's what you meant about your Texas. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I just was eaten alive.
Oh, because I didn't understand what you were saying when you were texting me, and I'm going, bites, bites. Like, I just couldn't put that together. But I thought, okay, it's just something to do with the event. Whatever
it was, I was allergic to it. And I know I'm allergic to it because it's happened before when I was in their backyard. And so it just itches and itches. I'm still itching this morning. But, I mean, I just couldn't be out in public scratching.
Wow. Well, they attacked me, too. Some of us, they just go after. But the Action 2 Wins, Emily Latran's event was great. And we had some fun on the carpet. And we had some names there. I mean, there's some interesting people, including, the list goes on. We had, I brought my old World War II veteran with me, the founder of the Help I Fall and I Can't Get Up Medical Alert and Better Visions for Children. And we had, there's, you know, when you have a lot of people at an event, Bernie Dorman with the CEO space was there, and there was just, you know, a lot of people. You know, when there's a lot of people somewhere, you can't remember everybody. There's just, there were celebrities. And the veterans actually picked Emily up on the carpet. And I don't know, it was fun. You'll see the video. But sorry you got all bit up, Reese. I guess they just go after you. Some people they do that with.
Well, I believe, wasn't our good friend Eric Zulli there? And didn't he speak last night?
Well, he's
my good friend. He's your son, but
Eric's used to, you know, he supports when people show up. There's a little excitement in the air when he shows up, and especially when he goes to talk. All the pens and paper come out, and everybody clicks their pen, and they want to get his information.
Well, that's why I really wanted to be there. He was going to talk about social media and how you can use it and how you can make it work to your advantage. I wanted to hear this, and I'm so sorry I missed it.
No, we got stuff for you.
But
anyway.
Again.
Oh, yeah. We got our special time coming up here. So it's tech time?
It's Hot Topic time.
I mean, Hot Topic time. You got it.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Well, my quick Hot Topic is I'm in a commercial that's been running on TV. I'm not sure what all stations it's running on, but I know it's on NBC and on KTLA in Los Angeles. It's for California phones. It's a local commercial, but people have asked me, it's like, why do they make you look so old on commercials? Let me tell you, they pay me to be old, okay? I tried to stay cute and young and go to the auditions, and I was not getting booked. So if they want me to be old, I'll be old. But I look like myself because everybody recognizes me. So if you're saying, is that Retha Gray in that California Phones commercial? Yes, it is. And your hot topic, Jim.
Well, a lot of stuff in the news, guys, a lot of stuff. And George Lopez was on stage at a juvenile diabetes event, and he apologized for making a statement about Donald Trump and was booed, and it's tough coming back after something like that. And the UK stopped cyberbullying with a certain tax. I think it's some kind of tax they're going to put on. They're really pushing hard on cyberbullying. Future cars may run off coffee. They say it's cheaper. So you could pass up that cup of coffee, just pour it in your tank. Owners say they may bench players that take a knee at the games. They're coming down on that. Kaepernick is in a spot. After his contract runs out, he could have a problem with the NFL owners. They don't seem to want him because they don't want problems. Trump's statement, respect the country, respect our flag. The 49ers were booed by the fans. So we got to get, because they're in a losing streak now, so we got to get them back on a winning streak. Who was it? Al Michaels compares the Giant to Weinstein. He apologized after that event. Let's not go overboard. Bannon says Trump will win in the next election with 400 electoral votes. Weinstein is in a lot of problems. The Hollywood mogul has been ousted after, a lifetime of collecting awards and so on and so forth. Motion Picture Academy took him out of that and other situations. Well, anyway, we'll see how that plays out. We got Bendall to admit the Marine or the veteran that was found. He's supposed to be admitting that he was a deserter. Now they're going to find out if he's going to be losing his benefits. And Hillary questioned about the money Weinstein had given her, and she said she spent it. Louisiana offshore oil had exploded, and they said it was due to some cleaning materials that were there, and there's water leaking in the lake. And,
Jim, you've got so much news in this. We got to move on to our next commercial.
Okay, we'll get you next time. And we'll go in. Oh, I forgot time up.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV film on channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z because, well, we do it the easy way. EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
That's right. We do it the easy way.
Easy.
And guess what, Jim? Our guests are missing in action here a little bit, so you can talk a little bit more about the rest of your news if you want.
Well, good. Okay. And grief, as I slug down my water, sometimes, you get that where, like, But anyway, okay, guys, so there's just so much, like Aretha was saying, there's just a lot of news. And guys, I want to share positive news with you, but I have to give you the latest stuff. So the oil rig, so on, and there was a fire. One person is missing. All right, Rogers. Aaron Rodgers, he's one of the backbones for his team, and he broke his collarbone, and a big Packers player. So when something like that happens, it's a big chain in the link. Judge could take the Mendez ruling today, and guys, this fire out here, you probably all heard, Northern California wineries were hit real hard. $85 billion so far in the cost, and the death toll mounting as the burned areas, over 1,500 homes lost. Over 14 fires consumed 8 counties through the Northern California area.
And guess what, Jim? Catherine's here. She's on the line now. Catherine, you with us?
Hi. How are you, James?
And Bill Westbrook. Well, guys, hold on a second. Got to give you a little build-up. Guys, you're talking about a little history here with Catherine Covincino and Bill Lashbrook, great people, and they have been around and around and around Hollywood for years, acting in all kinds of situations, heavy metal. There's a project they're in. We're going to let them tell us about it. And just so many years, interesting stories, Mansion of Blood, and Holly Hollywood. You played with Mickey Rooney. The list goes on.
Holly Hollywood, that's right.
I mean, there's so much stuff, Catherine. I would have to sit here for an hour talking about Catherine and Bill and then say, sorry, guys, we don't have time to talk to you. So, but anyway, welcome to the show, Aretha Gray.
Thank you so
Aretha,
much.
Have you guys met Aretha?
No,
I think
haven't.
I know we haven't, but I'm looking forward to meeting you sometime either later on this month or next month, Aretha.
Well, yeah.
This is Betty White's co-star, Aretha Gray, and Off the Rockers. Aretha's basically a little off her rockers. We're trying to get her back on. And,
no, you know, I auditioned for that show. I auditioned for it, but I didn't make it.
Well, they were
but anyway,
people who were fearless, so they decided that I was crazy and fearless. That's how I got
on. Oh, good.
So guys,
good for you.
I'm going to jump in with both of you. You're both in the acting community. You've been around. And, Catherine, I was talking to Aretha, and she shared with me that when you have a certain project come up, a scene in a movie, all right, the people in the area will go for an audition. And there's a lot of people. But now Aretha's sharing with me, you're not only dealing with these people maybe around the California area or whatever, you also have to deal with online applications. And I guess that makes a big difference because there's more competition, right?
Right. Oh, you mean instead of having a manager sometimes, you know, putting in online submissions and things like that?
Right.
Well,
see, that's why I'm not.
Well, you can self-submit. You can self-submit now.
Yeah, you can. But you know what? I am not good at that. That's why I need a manager.
And that's one of the reasons I tell people that sometimes I have an advantage, because sometimes you can self-submit, and I can do that. I know how to tape it at home and have my own video studio, and not an expensive one, just a little camera and a screen. And
that's all you need. But that's all you need.
But at our age, most of us don't know how to, don't want to learn.
There you go.
I can pay to get that done too.
So what do you think? You want to get Aretha on board, and she can do all the computer work for you because she has a lot of time.
No. I've already got too many full time jobs.
Okay.
But anyway,
Catherine, is Bill on the line with us too? Or Catherine, is it just you, or is Bill on the line out?
Okay, hold on. Here's my husband, William Lashbrook, who was also in
Mansion of Blood.
What is it that we just did? Heavy Metal. And then we just did a pilot, the Mansfield Killings, which was taken from the bestseller Mansfield Killings by Scott Field. Here's William Lashbrook.
William.
Hi. Hey, William here. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
William, Bill, this is Aretha Gray, my co-host on the show with Betty White's Off the Rockers, and this is Bill Lashbrook, Aretha.
Lisa, I heard you talking to Kathy about a manager or what have you. I need a keeper because I'm... I'm notorious for wandering off script like Jonathan River. I got voices coming through. At any rate, it's good to talk to you. As soon as I finish my cup of coffee, my mind will be working. How is everyone there?
Well, Bill, we were saying that you guys have so many stories. I mean, you've been around for a long time, and so many.
Now wait, wait a minute. Now be very careful. You're absolutely right, but I thought that was kind of our secret. Don't be saying that I've been around for a long time, which
hey,
is
okay,
true.
We'll keep that around.
It's absolutely true.
Well,
no,
baby boomers are silly.
Oh, bless you, my son. Bless you. we do have a lot of stories, and most of them fun. I mean, you know, it's every day is Halloween down here. You know that.
Oh yeah, of course. And Rita, Bill is a trooper. I saw him at a red carpet, and I think it was Mansion of Blood, and he was. Just he had a knee situation. You had a cane with you, and you were still getting out around where most people would be in bed.
Well, true, and I am a trooper, and I'm off the cane and pretty much recovered. You know, breaking especially an ankle, as I did in two places too. I might add, late in life, it's hard to recover. You know, but I'm
now. Were
I'm,
you were you doing your own stunts?
Well, I certainly did that stunt, let me tell you. But I broke it. Where are you two located?
Los Angeles area.
Oh, then listen. You know, out at the end of what's it's not Tampa. Where's that? Out there at the end of what's it? Yeah, Topanga Canyon, all those rocks, and I was kind of poking around, and naturally that's where I fell. Like, and I have lived. You guys are right. I've lived a long time, and I've come a long ways, and never broken a bone. Well, I did. It was a disaster, absolute disaster. But the VA has taken care of me, and I'm becoming unruly again, everyone. I am. I'm becoming unruly.
Good for you.
Well, I'll tell you, Lisa, this guy is great. Bill is just – Catherine – Bill's lucky to have Catherine, but Catherine's lucky to have Bill. Just such a nice guy. And usually this is the kind of stuff you say when you're not around, but you are, Bill. You're just – you got a great personality.
Oh, bless you. Oh, thank you for that. I tell you, it's you know, life is a journey, and I think it's human nature to spend too much time worrying about tomorrow and feeling bad about yesterday. And you've got to live to the moment. You just do.
Yep.
There's an old gospel song that I happened to catch a few months ago. And the chorus line is what stuck with me. When God calls, you gots to go. And that's, you know. Now,
the bottom line.
I feel a little like Tommy Lasorda. You know, if God's looking for me, I'm trying my damnedest to hide. So, but you two sound like fun. I wish we were there with you right now.
Well, we wanted to get you out there last night at Emily's event, and we couldn't make because it was kind of last minute. But we're going to have you at catch you at some of the events, get some footage with you guys and everything. And we're going to move on to our next project. I want you to hold on for a bit. And Bill and Catherine, thank you for popping on and just hang in there a little bit here. And we want to get you at our next event because there's a lot of stories. We want to get some of those on film, too.
Oh, when we get together – if you guys are looking for an Uncle Kinky, I'm your man. You need to check us out on the Uncle Kinky Show on Google.
That's
the
right.
Uncle Kinky Show. Check us out, man. Now, are you going to talk to Kathy again? Good to hear your voices. Yeah, it's a radio show.
We're
going
to talk to you, and we're going to have a quick goodbye with Catherine.
Okay, I'm gonna put you in Kathy's hand, the Atomic Blonde. I'm putting her in your hands right now. You guys, we love James, but just the sound of your voice, Risa. No, we have to get together. So here's Kathy.
We will.
Hi.
Yeah,
now, do you have a video show or something too we can look at? We've heard about Uncle Kiki now.
Well, I'm on that show too. I'm the Atomic Blonde on there, not the Atomic Bomb, but the Atomic Blonde. I'm the original. I'm the original because if you look at my pages on Google and all that, I've been using that name for years, and that's a name that my husband William Lashbrook gave me.
Okay, the Atomic Blonde and Uncle Kinky. Oh, right.
And then there, and our partner is Professor Hip. It's the Hip and Kinky Show. Yeah, he's an old rocker. He used to be in Christine, the glamour rock group back in the 80s. His name is Jimmy Shondy.
Awesome.
Yeah, he's
awesome. And that's all on Google.
Yeah, the Uncle Kinky Show. Put it on Google and also on YouTube. You'll hear some of the shows. Okay?
Awesome. Wow. Well, it was great having you on the show. I look forward to meeting the two of you in person.
Thank you. And
you will enjoy these guys, Reith. You're going to enjoy these guys. They're great. And
looking forward to meeting you too, Reitha.
Okay, guys. Hang in there, and we'll let you go. We're going to move on with Reitha's little report.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, it's October, and as Jim said earlier, the holidays are coming, and everybody wants new gadgets for the holidays, but we also really want to get the best prices. So I'm telling you guys, check the prices now so you have something to compare them with. Black Friday has been popping up all year long. So Black Friday doesn't mean what it used to mean, that the prices would be the cheapest that they were going to get. So start looking now. Figure out which little devices you want to get and price them now. So when on Black Friday, they're really only marked down $2, but they say it's 50% off. You'll know it's not the cheapest it can get. And also compare the different brands. Compare them now before the hype. Because when the commercials start coming on, each and every product is going to look like it's better than the other one. But you figure out what features you need, which product would best serve your needs. And definitely, like I said, start checking those prices now. Some things may be cheaper now and might be at their Best Buy. Get your Groupons together. Get your advanced sale information. And make sure you sign up online for all the sales papers and all of the coupons to come directly to you so you can save some money this holiday season because, you know, the grandkids want electronics, the kids want electronics, and you want your own electronics too. So check out those prices now and be ready to buy in November and December. All right, and that brings us up to Jim's Gems.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's Gems. From Jim.
You got that right. If you just hold on a second, I'm typing in casting agent manager, Reitha Gray. So everybody, just kidding. She'd probably, well, anyway, we're going to move along. And I'm hoping that we still have Kathy and Bill on with us. Let me see. Do we still have Kathy and Bill?
Yes. Here we are.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you guys jump back in. Listen. I have a little report I do now, but I wanted to get you guys back on because, like I said, we could have this segment and take the next segment and just keep talking because you guys have so many stories. No, I mean, you guys are so busy. You're all over Hollywood. You're always in these films and doing shows and so on and so forth.
Well, you know about the film
Wind
festival coming up, too.
International
Film Festival. Go to Ella Madani, E-L-H-A-M, and her last name is M as in Mary, A-D-A-N as in nurse, I, Madani, I think her last name is. And she's a film director, producer, writer. And she is not only absolutely gorgeous, but, you know, just a wonderful mind and heart she's got. And she
I've
is
heard,
presenting
I've heard,
both William and me Yeah, she's both giving William and me, certificates.
You guys deserve it. No, you deserve more than
some awards.
Awards.
Yeah, we got a couple of awards coming, so I'm very, very happy about that. And I've been sponsoring her film festival, well, one of the many sponsors for the last, well, this will be my third year. And it's for women and integrity and ingenuity. And so all you ladies, come on, we got to stick together. And it's for men, too.
Oh, yeah. And I hear that now Elham, she's the CEO of the Wynn International, right?
She is the CEO, exactly. And it's totally international. They're going to have Miss India there. You can come and talk to the people and that represent Bollywood. It's really going to be fun. Oh, yeah. She has literally from every corner of the world.
And she has some amazing events, and I'm so glad that you and Bill are going to be recognized. And I heard a rumor that that Eric's supposed to receive an award, too.
I hope so. He surely deserves one. Oh, my God.
Now,
great.
So,
I'll bet he'll have some press there, won't he? He'll have a lot of press there.
Absolutely he will.
What did you say?
And when is that?
Oh, that's right. He's going to be I think he's going to be a judge at that event. Oh, really?
Good.
Yeah.
Well,
you and Bill deserve a lot of awards, I'll tell you. And I keep bragging about you guys because you're always helping somebody or giving somebody advice and all the things you guys do. But go ahead.
Well, no,
when
and I'll say the same. The event the actual awards is going to be on this coming Sunday, October 22nd, at the red carpet. It's at 5 o'clock until 6 p.m., 5 until 6, and it's at 5930 Franklin Avenue, L.A., 90028.
Wow, okay.
That's 5930 Franklin.
Now, question. The question for you and Bill, will you be on stage singing? I haven't heard you guys in so long.
Well, I'd be on stage. You don't want to hear my voice. I sound great in the shower, but I'm no Streisand.
No, looking forward to seeing you guys. I'm looking down this list. You guys have been at so much stuff. Anything, just real quick, anything pop out, like a show you've been in or a blooper that you've had on stage where a line came out wrong? Anything stand out that was kind of funny or unusual?
Not I can't think of anything right now, actually. No, I've been lucky that way.
That's what happens when you read your lines perfectly all the time. There's no bloopers. Yeah.
It's time for Carmelita's Corner. But I really want to thank you for being on our show, and I look forward to meeting you again in person.
Thank you, dear. Remember, go to www.windinternationalfilmfestival.com to get your tickets.
Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, dear. And thank you, Lisa. Right. Appreciate it.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Don't you love that applause? And we have something to applaud about. We've got one of the most wonderful, inspiring ladies that I've ever met in my life. She is the founder of the Southern California Women's Health Expo, and she's got so much that you really need to know to really appreciate this lady that I'm about to introduce. Her name is Lena Kennedy. Welcome, Lena.
Hi. Welcome, Carmelita. Thank you for inviting me to participate on your show today.
Yes, I'm so excited to have you. And, you know, one of the reasons why you and I connect is because we believe in women's issues. And I'm so happy to see the women rising up. Now the women are getting to drive over in Saudi Arabia. How about that?
Wow. Times have changed.
You know, there are so many things that we take for granted here in America. I mean, you know, like driving every day that we can do for ourselves, you know. And those women over there, can you imagine they have to have permission? Now that they do have the right to drive, they're still going to have to get permission from their guardians. So anyway, we have so much to be thankful about here in America. But let's talk also about the women's group that you were telling me about this morning. Can you give us the name of that again?
Now, which one? We have the Southern California Women's Health, Beauty, and Empowerment Conference, which is taking place on Friday, November the 3rd. And
right,
then we also
right.
have another group called Women in Leadership Vital Voices, and that's a public policy group where we get over 1,000 women and really educate them on public policy, electing officials that really make decisions about
mm-hmm.
the quality of our life and how we do business. So those are two different things, but right now I'm focusing on the health conference. And
of
again,
course.
That's Friday, November the
yes.
3rd at the Pasadena Hilton Hotel.
And Lena, I just want to thank you for sharing your platform with so many powerful progressive women. I am so really inspired when I come to your meetings to see so many women taking on this leadership role, and many of them representing various groups. And through that, I have made some wonderful connections. Zenobia and I are now really in close association. The tech diva, in fact, she's been a guest on this radio show, and she does so much to help make the Southern California Women's Expo operate. And you just have wonderful ladies, Elizabeth Ellis, and I can just go on and on, Jerry Sudduth. Hope some of them are listening, because I did send out an e-blast to everybody that I was able to think of. But I want to talk about the purpose of the Southern California Women's Health Expo. Can you tell our listening audience about that?
Oh, I am delighted to do so, Carmelita. The purpose of the conference is to educate. When you are educated, you make informed decisions. And so we provide over 24 workshops focusing on health, beauty, and empowerment. All three of those tracks provide educational tools so that people are empowered to go out and live a productive life, and they adjust their quality of health to their style, because everyone's style is different. So our focus this year is, what's your three? What are the three things you're going to add to your life? What are the three things you're going to take away from your life? What are the three people you're going to add to your life, to, so that you'll have a quality lifestyle? So each person, when they arrive at the conference, they will get a little card that says, what's your three? And that's something that they can keep in their wallet, they can keep it in their purse, they can keep it close by to refer to that. And it's just tips that we provide to change your lifestyle. We have incredible keynote speakers. We have Dr. Rick Kittle from City of Hope, who is a renowned researcher on prostate cancer. That will be in the man cave. I don't know if we mentioned that, Carmelita, that we have the man cave. We have over 200 men that come, and they have their own component, and they have incredible speakers in addition to the thousands of women that come for the Women's Health Conference. So Dr. Kittles from City of Hope is the keynote speaker there. then in the woman's side, the keynote speaker is Attorney Connie Rice, who has had her own health challenges. And so she's going to talk about what we can do to move and navigate our public policy system so that health care is not a privilege. Health care is a right. We all are entitled to quality health care. So Attorney Connie Rice is going to talk about that. Then we have the Lieutenant Governor Gavin Newsom, who also is our second keynote speaker at our lunch. Then we conclude the wonderful day with fun. It's a fashion show that's coordinated and brought to us by Elizabeth Ellis, who's our director of entertainment. And so it's going to be a wonderful day, over 70 exhibits that are going to be on display, free mammograms, free ear exams, free bone. Dr. Lee is going to be there, and you'll be able to have a conversation with Dr. Sherlyn Lee. So we're going to have some incredible things happening at the conference, and we want everyone to come because it is free. We open up with a morning breakfast, and we wanted to have an empowerment session in the morning for women and men. So we have Keisha Nix, the executive director of LA Lakers Foundation. She's going to be there in the morning speaking along with Rebecca Steele Roven Oakley, the executive producer of Wonder Woman. Then we have Christina Martin. She's a video producer. And the Honorable Betty Yee, the state controller. These women will be on a morning session panel talking about empowerment. It's going to be quite exciting. And it's going to be moderated by our very own Tina Hostovich, who's one of the advisory board members and instrumental in making this conference possible every year. And she is going to moderate that morning session. And then we close out the morning session with Kyler Franklin. So we have the women, and then we close out with a man, Kyler Franklin, who will close out the conference. And then we just dismiss and go to our workshops.
Yes, Lena, that is such a wonderful lineup, and I'm glad you mentioned Dr. Sherlyn Lee. She also is the top honorary board member of the Rose Breast Cancer Society and has been on board for several years and helped really build the organization's reputation. She's told me that she's going to be sharing something like $120,000 worth of free testing, the beauty shop stroke testing. And she's also bringing one of our favorite legendary actresses, Marla Gibbs, on board, who's going to be sharing that space with her throughout the day. And the whole thing starts at 7:30 in the morning, and it goes until 3:30. It's going to be quite a nice broad range. And I have to tell you that my husband absolutely loved the man cave when he attended. Yes, he did. I believe he's going to be coming back on board, too, this year. And we just have so many wonderful things to share. And I have to tell you that you and I are on the same wavelength. I had no idea when my mother graduated to be with our Lord, November 16, 1997, that I was going to be founding an organization as a living memorial for her, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, and it's something that's very close to my heart. It's a personal mission. And in the beginning, I was, you know, doing all the walks with the American Cancer Society, Revlon, and so on. And I just decided to just continue on that walk on my own, basically. But the Lord, I believe, has put me together with you, Lena, because we definitely share the mission of seeing women empowered, and men too, because it's through knowledge which gives us power. And that is what we're really all about, is gaining knowledge. This life of ours is nothing but a gigantic schoolroom, and we're all students.
I agree. I agree totally that, number one, that our steps when we serve God are ordered by Him. And so I don't believe in accidents. I believe that people are connected because because of the God that we serve, and that His plan is far greater than what we could ever imagine.
Absolutely.
And so He orders our steps and connects us and it's all in his divine will and his divine power that this happens. And I think that what we do is that we're being of service to him when we're touching the lives of so many women.
Yes,
and
Dr. Lee also has mentioned one time we had an information symposium at the Beverly Hills Country Club, and she brought on a gentleman who she introduced to our audience that had two operations because he had breast cancer. And a lot of people do not know that men, hey, you guys, you're not off the hook. You know, you're not getting away. I mean, it's not just a woman's issue. We all have to be aware and cognizant so that we can do things to empower ourselves, you know. And I just want to say one thing on that note, too. It's just some very simple things, believe it or not, like broccoli. And these vegetables, the cruciferous vegetables have ingredients in them, these chemical ingredients that help ward off breast cancer. So there's a lot of things that we can do for ourselves to prevent ourselves from becoming a statistic in the first place. So I'm so glad what you're doing, Lena. You're taking it to a larger platform. I imagine you're going to have, again, at least 2,000 people coming out, and it's going to be at the Pasadena Hilton Hotel. And let me just give out that website. It is www.thesocalhealthconference.com, and the S-O is just spelled S-O, Cal. So
right.
Let me repeat one more time, www.the, and that's S-O, C-A-L, healthconference.com. You go to that, you get registered. Like Lena said, the workshops are free, but you do have to register. And the luncheon is very modest in price, only $35, and it's just sumptuous. And Lena, I always look forward to that lunch every year. It's really great. And yeah, you really do a good job. I'm looking forward to that chocolate cake, too. By the way, folks, did you know that chocolate, dark chocolate, is healthy?
That's right.
Okay, well, Lena, thanks again for coming on board. I know you have a busy day. People, you have no idea how busy this lady is. She was the West Coast financial representative for our former President Obama.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. I believe your position was West Coast fundraiser financial.
I was on the DNC. I was the vice chair in 2015-16, and I was on the National Finance Committee and then appointed by President Obama to the Kennedy Center. So
well, that's fantastic. Yes, I know how.
Serving.
Yes, right, and you did it well, and I never will forget attending one of the fundraisers where I saw you personally escort Michelle Obama to the podium, and with the Secret Service on both sides of you, that was quite a sight to see. But well, you're quite a lady. I really appreciate you coming on board, and thank you for everything that you're doing on behalf of the people.
Thank you. We all do what we do to help each other and to help ourselves.
Thank you for
allowing me to be on your show.
Well, guys,
Great show, as always.
It's amazing. Bruce, are you going to go? The SoCal Health Conference? That's like
I wrote down the information because I'm really interested, and I have someone close to me that's dealing with prostate cancer, so I'm going to also put that word out there.
And Reese, $35 for $1,000 worth of information. Dr. Lee and Ed, these are amazing people. Boy, I'll tell you, when you go to these things, you sit back and go, whoa, they give you facts and statistics and how to heal certain things that are just amazing. And Reese, I like the part about the dark chocolate. Oh, yes, because that's one thing when they had a health guy on a show and he talked about all his health and he said, well, I really have to go as the guest. He had to leave, go to another meeting. And as he's walking off the stage, they say, can you give us one more thing? And he stopped and he turned to him and he said, dark chocolate. And I'm going like, wow, cool. You know, hey, well, I think like we got Frank on with us. Reed. Frank Hillering, are you on with us?
Good morning, Jim and Reed. How are you?
There he is.
I'm so glad you brought me in later. I've got toothpicks underneath my eyelids from being with your son last night.
You guys, Frank was at the event last night, and his great event. And Frank, we wanted Reetha to go because every once in a while, if she's in a mood, she'll do a little twerking on the red carpet. But maybe next time. That was
Reetha, we launched, we did a beta test on Easy Way Business last night. It was really incredible. I wish you'd have been there.
No, it was very interesting, Frank. That was quite a in-depth on the, and I got that on film on the organization and everything. But Frank, I'll tell you, you've probably been listening to the show, and we try to keep a positive spin on things. But wow, been a lot of news going on and a lot of fires. I don't know if it's going to affect the wine situation or the cost of wine, but boy, you're talking like 450. I don't know how many, a lot of acres. There's 7,825 separate fires that were out there. And it's thousands of acres. I mean, it was unbelievable. You know, Hurricane Harvey and Irma caused over 150 to 200 billion in damage, you know, and then you add all the rest of them up. This is a lot of stuff going on. But Frank, you hit it out of the park last night, and a lot of stuff going on with Easy Way and all the channels and so on, Easy Way Business and EasyWay.ericZuli.com and Easy Way Radio. The list goes on and on. So,
got it.
Talk to us, Frank, and we got.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim. Reetha and I had several conversations when we were at the MMA event about baby boomers and obviously the small business community, and that's really been my heartthrob ever since I became the CEO of Easy Way Business, and working with your son and crafting what we did last night. I was just absolutely thrilled with the response we got. But I think the most important thing is just basically put it out to your listening audience right now. They need to go to Easy Way TV, that's Easy, WAY TV, or Easy Way Business on Facebook. And we've already got the content up from last night, and they're all going to be incredibly blown away with what we did.
Yeah. And, you know, the people that are showing up at these events, and they I've been finding out, you know, like they'll call up, is Eric going? And he gets invited to a lot of these things. But he does bring a little charge in the air when he shows up. You know, it's interesting. And, guys, and Reetha's on top of this, and I don't know how much you are, Frank, but, you know, everything's the brick and mortar starting to crumble, the movie, the industry, everything's changing to the live feed and the online. It's a totally changing world now. And
well, Jim, everything's going IPTV. I mean, you know, that's going to be the most four important fonts, you know, in the English language here pretty soon. IPTV, everything's moving to the iPad, to the phone. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we started out, you know, with a small TV screen, right, Reetha? Way back when, right? I mean, you know, you had to have
a
magnifying glass
to watch TV.
We had to
run home to see the program.
Yeah.
We had to run home.
Exactly.
It wasn't on your phone. It wasn't on your iPad. It was on that little screen at home, and everybody gathered around it.
Yeah, now I got a screen that takes up half my wall in my master bedroom, right? But now everything's going to move back down to a screen that's going to be your phone, and it's going to be really interesting
portable.
To see how the it's going to be interesting to see how the content's going to come up, advertising, all that stuff. And you know what's really cool about Easy Way and where we're at right now? I mean, we're already in the zone. We are definitely trendsetters and pace setters in this IPTV realm.
Well,
you know,
I
guys,
shot a commercial the other day, and they set up shots for regular computers and for cell phones at the same time that they were shooting it. So, it's a whole new world.
With all this technology, Frank and Reetha, I think they're having a problem. They can't figure out what size screen to use. It goes tiny. Oh, look, you can see all this stuff on your tiny little screen. And then it gets a little bigger. Then you get the iPad in your hand. Then it goes little. They got to make up their mind. I don't know. I think most people like maybe iPad size that you can, you know, show somebody.
Jim, I'll tell you what they can't figure out. And Reetha, I'm sure you'll back me up on this. Right now in Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, There are advertising agencies that are burning the midnight oil, pulling their hair out, bringing all their consultants around the boardroom, and basically talking about one topic. How are we going to reach this millennial generation? This millennial generation is not only huge, but they are probably the most fickle marketing nightmare in the history of this country as far as consumerism. And what you've got is a situation out there right now where we're blessed having your son, Jim, because Eric, even though he's on the backside, you know, of the millennials, he knows how to speak to that generation. And I always call him when I introduce him, you know, he's the millennials millennial. And I think sooner or later, you know, our phone's going to be ringing for some pretty big people out there, Jim, that are going to be asking son, hey, bud, how are we going to reach this generation? We want to talk to you.
Yeah, exactly. And, well, that's the whole thing, because I don't know. I don't know if some people, you know, it's nice to have the new stuff, but the problem is, and I experienced this years ago when I got Eric a computer and when he was little. You invest money in this stuff, and then you find out, oh, they're coming out with a new version. Well, wait a minute, I'm not even done paying for the old version, like the cell phones and everything. The change is so rapid. Is the stuff you have that outdated where you got to get the next one, you know?
Well, that's why the millennials keep their stuff. They keep their stuff. They're not early adapters. But you have to learn how often do you need to change, like with the iPhone. If you have an iPhone 6, 6S, 7, 7S, you don't need an 8 or a 10. You really don't need one, but you might want one. But millennials are more into keeping their older phones, keeping their older stuff, but they do want updates. They do want the updates.
Mm-hmm. So Frank.
But I'll tell you what they're doing, Aretha, which is really disturbing to a lot of industries. Right now, they're not buying cars, Aretha. They're leasing them. Okay. You know what that does to the automobile
stuff.
Industry?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Just it. They're leasing stuff. They're not buying the new updates. Yeah,
absolutely.
Phones.
They're also
we
not going to be like we were.
Phones.
Yeah, they're not going to be like we were, Aretha, where we went out and we bought the Cracker Box house, right? And then we traded up and traded up and traded up and all became financial wizards because of all the money we were making. They're looking for basically a roof over their head and fun. They are number one right now in
so
the world
fun,
in recreational
what were you,
travel.
When you were saying, Frank, they're more picky. What now? Do you really think are the millennials? What do you mean that they're more particular about their products they're using than the baby boomers?
Well, no, I'll tell you what it is. When I say fickle and whatnot, they're going to be very hard to please. And more importantly than that, they are the generation that's going to say, "Don't tell me, show me."
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's where we're headed. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They want truth, facts, and reality.
But, you know, another thing is the cost factor is kind of exciting. When you're looking at these widescreen TVs at $2,300 or whatever, and then you're seeing the prices come down, it makes you think, well, let's just wait a little bit and I can get a bigger one for less money, a 50-inch or a 60-inch. And the prices are, fairly affordable now. That's kind of cool, you know?
Hey, Aretha, what is this going to do? Obviously, you're an actor, actress. What is this going to do in the Hollywood side of this and whatnot? Because IPTV is streaming to a smaller screen. How is this going to challenge, you know, directors, producers, and what, especially actors and actresses?
Like I said, I just did a commercial. We shot it in two different formats, one that's going to fit on the tiniest of screens and then one that's going to fit into the larger screens. It does affect the way things are shot. But it also affects the way that films are shot, because they're shooting these films, believe it or not, they're shooting these IPTV films in 5 days.
Wow.
They're shooting an hour and a half film. It's unbelievable. And it's
so they're cutting costs.
Technology is so that they can shoot
it
really quick. They can look at it. They can see, okay, we got that one. Move on.
I remember hours of
shooting in over and over and over again. But with this video, going into smaller screens, it's amazing.
I've always said
digital,
these things
blue
don't
screen
have to take
and
2 years.
And all that.
They don't have to take so much money. You can do these things for with less people and less money. And there you go. You know.
Which
that means they're
going to
be shooting more films and making more money.
Yeah.
They're going to shoot more films. They're going to make more money, but they're actually going to use less people. And it's going to take less time. And so, consequently, you make less money. If it took
so guys, the downside.
And the old days, you never shot anything in less than 21 days.
So, guys,
hour
let's cover
TV
some of the stuff coming up, Frank.
21 days.
Frank, we got
and now they're shooting it in five. So, it's,
okay,
you
look,
know,
guys,
which would I rather get paid for, 5 days or 21?
Guys, let's cover some of the stuff coming up. We got Flicks for Change. Aretha, you gonna? I hope Aretha's gonna be there for that one. And Frank, give us some dates here. I don't have my calendar with you. We got Flicks for Change coming up.
Flicks for Change is November 12th through the 15th. I'm gonna be on a panel. I don't know which panel, but there's lots of panels because there's lots of speakers coming to that.
That's gonna be an incredible event, folks. I mean, that event, you know, isn't just gonna be about Hollywood. There's gonna be a lot of business acumen in that event.
And we got My Real Earth. I was on the media wall last night. Natural Products, great people, and they, they reach out and help too. You know, they don't just have the business; they look over the shoulder.
Yeah, don't hold my feet to the fire, Aretha and Jim. But it's a possibility that we will be launching the Easy Way credit card platform during Flicks for Change. So stay tuned.
There you go. So we got My Real Earth and
a film festival with a cause.
Oh yeah, that's right. This is getting hot. This and it's talking about change, and we have our True Medic, and guys, I think so Aretha, you'll be going, so I'll be seeing you there, and I noticed that some of these events. The online is drawing more people in the acting world, too. They're starting to realize there's a change going on. And the perfect scenario is look at the time it takes. So that would be saving a lot of money as far as making a film. I mean.
Well, you know, Jim, I mean, you got everything basically changing up. And like what we do, I mean, even though Eric is ranked, seventh, influencer in the world in social media, everything that we do, we drive to an event. So you're going to see more and more and more events sponsored by Easy Way in 2018.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can get more bang for the buck now, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, because if you get the prospect underneath your roof, you got them in your world, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, well, like I said, you remember the old days, I mean, Cleopatra and some of these movies, all the extras that were needed, now the extras could be just computer people, and you can hardly tell the difference, when you see...
Yeah, I mean, you ask the average business out there today, Jim, what are you doing for marketing? The first thing out of their mouth is social media, but the next thing out of my mouth is, what is your results of that social media? More importantly, how much traction are you getting, fulfillment, and engagement? Events take us there.
Okay, guys, we'll say goodbye until next week from Radio Boomers Live.
Okay.
Thank you for listening Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.